NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Crews are making progress battling that massive wildfire in Colorado. Winds have calmed, and firefighters now have the fire more than halfway contained. Two people have died, though, and officials are trying to contact any residents who refused to evacuate. Colorado Public Radio's Megan Verlee reports the total number of homes destroyed stands at nearly 500.
The number of destroyed homes is increasing, not because the fires claimed more of them, but because it's taking a while to calculate. El Paso County Sheriff Terry Makita says the landscape is so devastated, it's sometimes hard for investigators to know what they're looking at.
It looks like a nuclear bomb went off in some of those areas, and you can't even recognize whether it was a house or some other kind of structure. That is the level of incineration and destruction that took place in some areas.
With more than 1,000 firefighters on the ground, backed up by heavy air support, officials say they're optimistic about getting the upper hand on the blaze. The Black Forest fire is the most destructive in state history, a record that had already been broken twice last year. For NPR News, I'm Megan Verlee in Denver.
President Obama is taking the first family along to a meeting of global leaders in Northern Ireland. They're leaving tonight for a Group of Eight conference in which the civil war in Syria is likely to be a prominent issue. Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes says it'll be a chance for the president to huddle with U.S. allies and with Russia's Vladimir Putin.
This is a fluid situation, so it's necessary for him to consult with all the leaders of the G8 about both our chemical weapons assessment and the types of support we're providing the opposition.
The U.S., Britain, and France expected to urge Putin to drop his support for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. U.S. fighter jets and batteries of the Patriot missile defense system will remain in Jordan after a joint military exercise ends this week. The Pentagon approved Jordan's request to boost its defenses, as NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Amman.
The Pentagon approval is a signal of U.S. military support for a key ally following a White House decision to arm Syria's rebels. Jordan has backed the U.S. campaign against the Syrian regime and has become a transit route for secret arms shipments and hosted a covert rebel training program. New weapon shipments by the U.S. are likely to come through Jordan, increasing the country's risks. The decision to place U.S. defense systems in Jordan has raised concerns for Syrian ally Russia. Officials charge the weapon systems could be used to establish a no-fly zone over Syria, a direct military intervention. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Amman.
In Iraq today, at least 30 people are dead in attacks that appear to have targeted mainly Shiite Muslims. A series of bomb attacks carried out in cities across the country today, and gunmen attacked police near the northern Iraqi city of Mosul. You're listening to NPR News. There are power outages in Mexico City today, but no other damage is being reported after an earthquake shook buildings in the capital and sent people into the streets. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake had a magnitude of 5.8. Phil Mickelson says he's never had a better chance to win the U.S. Open.
I feel better equipped than I have ever felt heading into the final round of U.S. Open. My ball striking's better than it's ever been. My putting's been better than it has been in years, and I feel very, very comfortable on this golf course. I love it.
Mickelson is looking for his first U.S. Open title. He's been close before. He's finished as the runner-up a record 5 times. He's taking a one-shot lead heading into the final round at Pennsylvania's Marion Golf Club today. His 43rd birthday today on this Father's Day. A protective barrier is in the works at a runway at JFK International Airport in New York. As NPR's Louise Schiavone reports, there is a unique explanation for the barrier.
It's turtles, not terrorists, that the 4,000-foot-long barrier is meant to exclude. The problem is not new. Here's a pilot exchange with a ground controller from 2 years ago.
Our, believe it or not, American 663, there's another turtle right here at the whole short, traveling towards the runway.
The diamondback terrapins have a tendency to climb out of nearby Jamaica Bay searching for a place to nest. During last year's mating season, airport employees had to carry 1,300 turtles off the tarmac. In recent days, the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey has been tweeting photos of turtles freshly removed from the runway. Louise Schiavone, NPR News.
And I'm Giles Snyder in Washington.